Seven GOP attorneys general warn Target that Pride items may violate child protection laws. By Amy Furr on July 7, 2023. A group of Republican attorneys general issued a warning to Target on Thursday regarding its Pride-themed items with regard to children. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita is leading the seven attorneys general, Fox Business reported Thursday. They argue the store's Pride collection may have hurt young people while also threatening shareholders' economic interests when boycotts were launched. They also warned that the campaign raises concerns about compliance with state child protection and parental rights laws, the outlet said. In a social media post Thursday, Rokita said, "This nonstop transanity doesn't sell, and it's damaging our state's efforts to safeguard young Hoosiers. My office will continue working daily to protect our children and uphold parental rights." The group of seven officials wrote in their letter, "As attorneys general committed to enforcing our state's child protection and parental rights laws and our state's economic interests as Target shareholders, we are concerned by recent events involving the company's Pride campaign. Our concerns entail the company's promotion and sale of potentially harmful products to minors, related potential interference with parental authority in matters of sex and gender identity, and possible violation of fiduciary duties by the company's directors and officers." Attorneys General from Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, and South Carolina joined Rokita's note to Target CEO Brian Cornell. In a letter, Attorney General Rokita and the other states advised Target to stop promoting and selling potentially harmful products to minors. A Thursday press release from Rokita said, according to Real News Michiana, "Watch, fight the system. Pride merchandise being sold at Target includes coloring books for children. It also has sold merchandise produced by the self-declared Satanist-inspired brand Opralin, which is known for designs that glorify violence," it continued. Following backlash over Target's Pride collection, the retailer bled over $13 billion in market value, Breitbart News reported June 6. In addition, the attorneys general claimed the corporation's leaders were negligent and should not put politics over business. "Meanwhile, most people think businesses should work to be neutral when faced with cultural issues," according to a recent Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey, Breitbart News reported June 29.